الحمد لله الواحد المتوحد بالوحدانية هو الله العزيز المتعزز بالعزة هو الله القدير المقتدر بالقدرة هو الله الخالق لجميع المخلوقات هو الله الرازق لجميع المرزوقات هو الله الأول هو الله والآخر هو الله والظاهر هو الله والباطن هو الله قبل كل شيء هو الله بعد كل شيء هو الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون وقال تبارك وتعالى ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون وقال تبارك وتعالى إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الحسن والحسين ريحاني من الجنة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Side all together, salutation and Duru Sharif upon beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All together please. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders, my brothers and youngsters, all the youngsters are looking at me that I'm going to talk in Urdu or English. They're asking each other. My humble request to all youngsters, please come forward. Inshallah, we're going to talk in English, especially for you, inshallah. To understand. Hamare budhe log to ye Karbala ka waqiya sunte sunte budhe ho gaye to. Elderly people, they heard so many times the stories of Hazrat Imam Sayyidina Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala. Remember the martyrdom and shahada, the great ibadat in Islam. Allah has said in Quran Kareem many, many places about the virtue of martyrdom, of shahada, about those who became shaheed in the path of Allah, those who martyred in the path of Allah. As I recited few ayats, I quoted few ayats from the Quran Kareem. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Those who become shaheed in the path of Allah, do not call them death that died. بَلْ أَحْيَا وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. They are alive by Allah, but you do not know, you don't understand about them. Another place Allah said, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا. Don't even think. The first ayat, don't even say, don't utter the word from your mouth that they are died, they are alive by Allah. Don't even think. Don't bring that kind of thought in your mind that they are death. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَا. They are alive. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. By the Rabb. يُرْزَقُونَ. يُرْزَقُونَ. They're having food from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Special food from Jannah. يُرْزَقُونَ. They're given beautiful food. Imam Muslim rahimahumullah said, they are flying on the bird of Jannah like they are sitting on the jet flight. Ever they wish to fly in Jannah, they are flying in Jannah. Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi says, the moment the drop of blood from the mud falling on the ground, when he becomes shaheed, just before leaving his soul to Allah Ta'ala, he can see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He can see Allah. And those who give their life in the path of Allah, they don't get hurt at all. A similar question asked by Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahumullah. How can the person don't get hurt while he been killed with sword or with spear or with something? How can he don't get hurt? Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi said to them. He said, in the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, all the women's in Egypt, they were teasing, to who? Zuleika, that you've fallen in love with a slave man while you are the daughter of a king and you're the wife of the king. Badshah ki beti, Badshah ki biwi, and you fall in love with a slave man. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. And she called all the women. Everyone knew the story. And she ordered so much fruits and kept in plate and knife. And she said to them, now you can having your food, you can eat the fruit. They started cutting the fruit. She went inside the room and she said to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, you just walk once in front of them. Yusuf alayhi salam came out from a room, from one place, and he just passed through them. They were looking at him. All the women looking at him. While they're looking at him, what they did? They were looking not at Yusuf, they were looking at the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. Allah has given him the handsomeness and beautiful. Subhanallah. They did not realize they were looking at him and they were cutting their fruit. They did not cut the fruit, they cut their fingers and they don't even realize. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَ حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ Zulaikha, this is not a man. This is not human beings. Look like an angel. And they're cutting their fingers. At no pain at all in their fingers. Just looking at the beauty of Yusuf. And here, they're not looking at Yusuf alayhi salam. They're looking at Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How can they go to get pain? Allah samne hai. Allah is in front of them. In Islam, if you open the history of Islam, you will see each and every day, there are some Sahabi been martyred, been become shaheed in the path of Allah. The time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approximately 200 or 356 Sahaba became shaheed. And in Khulafai Arba, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman and Ali, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, approximately 27 to 30,000 Sahaba became shaheed. And all the Sahaba, approximately 40 to 50,000 Sahaba, they gave their life in the path of Allah, they became shaheed. I'm starting from this topic because I want to explain you something beautifully in the history and the story of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. When shaheed, when he becomes shaheed, and he see to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he asks Allah, my question is finished now. Allah asking them, what do you want? They saying, Ya Allah, we want to go back to the world. There is nothing in Jannat that the taste we getting in martyrdom, that taste is not in Jannat. Allahu Akbar. Imam Muslim rahimahumullah quoted this hadith. They saying, Allah, we want to go back to it. And we want to become shaheed again. Then Allah says, once you die, you cannot go back to the world. They said, we want to go, that we become shaheed. Then we, you give us life. Again, you we become shaheed. Uqtalu, 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 summa, ahya, ahya. Tu mujhe zindagi de, phir main shaheed ho jau. Zindagi de, until the day of Qiyamah, I carry on to do that. I want to become shaheed and shaheed. What taste I can get in shahadat, I can't get in Jannat. That's what Allah said. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَا They are alive. It's in Islamic calendar, the month of Muharram started from sacrifice and the Islamic calendar end with sacrifice. 10 Zilhijjah, we do sacrifice. And the 10 Muharram also, first Muharram, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, first day of Muharram. And the 10th Muharram, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala became Shaheed. It shows us that Islam, O Muslim, your Islam end with sacrifice and start with sacrifice. What is a sacrifice today? Sacrifice against your desire, against the shaitan. You fight with your own desire, your own shaitan. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he was coming from battlefield, "Jina min al jihad al asgar ila jihad al akbar." We are coming from the minor battlefield to the major battlefield. What is that?
Ya Rasulullah, we are coming from battlefield. We fought so much. Said, no, that was a small battlefield against the enemy. We are coming in Medina to fight the major battlefield that is against our desire and against the shaitan. That enemy sometime, and these enemies always with us, is stopping us from namaz, from ibadah, stopping us and commanding us to commit sin and disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That lesson we have to learn every year from the story of the Sahaba. They given their life for the Islam. When Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ba'di salasuna sana min al-khilafa. The hadith is quoted by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. After me, there will be 30 years, there will be khilafat, ruling. 2.5 years by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. 10 years, more than 10 years, 10 years, few months by Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. 11 years, more than 11 years, 9 months, some days, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. 4 years, little but more than 4 years by Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Approximately 28, 29 years. And the few months, 6 months, was ruling was taking place by Hazrat Sayyidina Hussain Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in Madinatul Munawwara. Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahumullah said, in the commentary of the Bukhari Sharif, Allahu Akbar, Abu Huraira, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, and the hadith is quoted by Abu Huraira, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and Abu Huraira always was making dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sanata sittin. Amarati sibyan. Ay Allah, I seek protection from you from the time of 60 year Hijri. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when the 60 Hijri will come, what will happen? The Quraysh youngsters will rule. They will rule Medina and nearby Medina, and they're going to kill my family. Mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his time, and mentioned in by Hazrat Imam Hazrat Asqalani rahimahumullah, he quoted this hadith. Hazrat Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's a three son, Hassan, Hussain, Muhsin. Muhsin died when he was small. Two son, as I mentioned to you in detail in Juma, the two son left. Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she got two son and one daughter, Umama. Hazrat Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she got one son and he also died when he was small. And Hazrat Zainab also both son and daughter died. And Hazrat Umm Kulsum don't have children at all. And Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she got three daughters, Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulsum. She kept the name of the daughters on the name of sisters, Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulsum. They were sister of Fatima. She kept the name of her own daughter, Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulsum, and three son, Hassan, Hussain, Muhsin. Muhsin died when he was small, and Hassan and Hussain, they grow up in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam until the age of seven years and few months. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away. They were grow up when they were seven and a half years, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam departed from this world. They grow up until the 7 years in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at the so much virtue of Hazrat Hassan and Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, because there were two grandson left. This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used to say, my son. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, one day I was walking in the street of Madina Munawwara. I was coming from other side, and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was carrying one side, Hazrat Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was walking in the street. I said to Hazrat Ali, who is this? Said, these are my son. Said, no, these are not your son. Said, no, it's my son. I'm married to Fatima, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are my son. Said, no, Then he said again, yes, wallahi, is my son. Why Hazrat Abu Bakr want to say something? Then says, my son, listen, Ali, Ibn Aliyin, wa shibhal li nabiyin. They are the son of Ali, but the face look like Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Aliyin, wa shibhal li nabiyin. The face of Hazrat Hassan, same like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Hussein was walking, acting everything like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba used to say, sometime when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam departed from this world, sometime we remember our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to see, we were visiting Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, like you see the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking in the street of Medina, saw the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carrying Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein, and walking in the street. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, beautiful ride for the children, beautiful sawari, beautiful car, beautiful ride. How is a beautiful car? This is a beautiful ride. Ni'mal rakib, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Umar, you saying beautiful right? Look at this two who sitting on my shoulder. They are beautiful who sitting on my shoulder. Amal Marqab. Sometime Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to kiss on the forehead of Hazrat Hassan, sometime on the Hussein, and sometime on the cheek of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, and carrying them, they used to play in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to play while Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in sajda on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they, sometime Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissing on the forehead of Hassan and Hussein, and inhaling, smelling something. Subhanallah. Sahaba asking, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand everybody kiss the children. You also kissing the children, your grandson. But I don't understand, what are you smelling on the forehead of Hassan and Hussein? What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Innal Hassan wal Hussein rayhani min al Jannah. Hassan and Hussein, they are the flowers of Jannah. Subhanallah. And the smell of Jannah from their forehead. Smell of Jannah from their forehead. When they were small, I'm quoting everything. It's great Mu'arrikh, the person who wrote the histories, Maulana Abul Kalam Azad, great Mufassir, Mufti Shafi Saab, Rahimahumullah, and great Muhakkik, Hazrat Qari Tayyab Saab, Rahimahumullah, and Hazrat Shah Waliullah Saab, Rahimahumullah. From their books, I'm quoting some beautiful, beautiful advice, what they said, and I trust, I put etimat on them. They were great muhakkik, great muarrikh, and great mufassir. Mention one day, the day of Eid, Hazrat Hassan came, Hazrat Hussein came. They were small, and they are crying, Ya Ammi, Fatima, oh, my Ammi, my mother, today the day of Eid, we have no clothes. We want beautiful clothes. Allahu Akbar. Even clothes. And they're crying. Mother can't take some time when the children cry. Nothing in the house. And there was nothing really in the house of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala. Nothing. One day, an old man came in the life, in the Masjid Nabawi, and he was kafir. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am kafir. I am not Muslim, but I heard about you so much that you a great generous person. I don't have a ride, a sawari, a camel. Can you give me a camel? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up. He could say, I got no factory for you to every time. And you're not Muslim. You're the kafir. I can't give you a ride. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up. And he said to the sahaba, if anybody give a beautiful ride to me, I guaranteed Muhammad that Allah will give him a beautiful ride in Jannah. Sahabi stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm giving you my camel. Nabi Sayyidi Khudri radiallahu ta'ala. See, Ya Rasulullah, take my camel. Nabi Sassam took the camel and give it to him. Take this and go. He was kafir. Allahu Akbar. Look at the good character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you gave me ride, but still I need food. I'm hungry. I came from so far. Nabi Sassam could say, oh, listen, I got no food for myself, for my wives. Where am I going to bring for you? You're not even Muslim? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah Sallallahu stood up and he said to Sahaba, if anybody got food, if they give me the food for this person, I Muhammad guaranteed for that person that Allah will give him on the day of Qiyamah beautiful food of Jannah. Everybody silent.
Subhanallah.
Nobody. No. How many Sahaba? 300 Sahaba were sitting there. Everyone silent because the Sahaba were hungry themselves. No food. Who's going to bring the food? Who's going to bring food? Everyone silent. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala stood up. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to take this person. So I could take. And get some food for him. Where he took? He took by the house of Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala. And he knocked the door. Andar se awaz aayi, someone asked, who's this? Who are you? He says, Bilal, why did you come here? He says, I brought a guest of Rasulullah to your house. Because I knew that no one got food, but I know that if someone come by the family of Rasulullah, by the door of the family of Rasulullah, he is not going to go empty. They'll get something. He says, Hassan and Hussein hungry from 3 days, there is no food. Where I can get food for you? And she was crying inside. Hazrat Bilal crying and they returning, going back. While they were going back, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha called from inside the parda and she said, okay Bilal, come here, take my sheet, take my chadar, take my sheet and go to the person. He's called Yahudi Shamoon. His name is Shamoon. And he's a very, 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 very rich person in Medina. And he's Jew person. He's Jewish person. Go to him and give the sheet to him. And tell him, give me some groceries that I can cook for this man, for this guest of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who came to my house and is going empty hand, empty stomach. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daughter ke liye ye asan nahi hai. Not easy for the daughter of Rasulullah. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala took that sheet and he's crying. He went to the Shamoon. He says, this is sheet of Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. That Jew, his name was Shamoon. The Shamoon started crying and he's scaling, putting in a scale. The grocery, the rice, the wheat, whatever he want to give, he's putting food. And he said, take this food also and take the sheet also. But before you take this food and sheet by Fatimatu Zahra, you take me in the Masjid Nabawi by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to be a Muslim.
Subhanallah.
Said, why? What happened? He says, it's written. Is written in the book of Torah. In the book of Torah, that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba hungry, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hungry, the family is hungry, and the daughters are hungry. No food, but still the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will not leave anybody without giving anything. Is written in Torah, and I read in the Torah. It is true that Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, her name is written there. Mathaluhum. Quran Kareem mein hai, the example of Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali in Torah and in Bible. About the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. He came and he became Muslim. That was the good character of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein and his mother and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Sometime Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sitting, Hazrat Hassan was coming and sucking the thang mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thang. Hazrat Hussein was sucking thang. Allahu Akbar. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, in the time of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the governor of Medina was Walid bin Uqba. Marwan, Walid bin Uqba, and Yazid, who was the son of Hazrat Muawiyah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from Qurayshi Khandan, family of Quraysh. They were living in Damascus. Yazid was living in Damascus. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made the ruler after him, not the Khalifa, governor or ruler, who? His son Yazid. Walid bin Uqba, Yazid sent a message to Medina Munawwara that I became now ruler of Damascus and Basra and Kufa, and I'm going to be a ruler of Medina and Makkah. You announce in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that everybody bait, make bait, place and give their hand on the hand of Yazid, and they become bait on the hand of Yazid. On my hand is like the hand of Yazid. Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu stood up. Walid bin Uqba said, this is the bait, this is the bait, same like sunnah of Abu Bakr and Umar and Usman. Abu Abdurrahman, son of Abu Bakr, stood up and he says, O Zalim, don't say like this. It's a sunnah of Abu Bakr, a sunnah of Umar, it's a sunnah of Usman, it's not sunnah of Abu Bakr, it's not sunnah of Umar, because they never made the Khalifa after them their own children. And here Hazrat Muawiyah made his son. And he is not on the right path. We're not going to make batch the Walid bin Uqba. He sent a warrant to get him, Abu Bakr Abdurrahman. He ran away in the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. At that time, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was staying in Medina Munawwara. And in Makkah Mukarrama, Abdurrahman ibn Umar, Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Zubair, Abdullah ibn Abbas, these Sahaba also went away to Makkah Mukarrama. They don't want to be a bat on the hand of Walid bin Uqba and pledge on the hand of Yazid. They went away to Makkah Mukarrama. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he heard that, he also left Medina Munawwara and he went to Makkah Mukarrama. He migrated from Medina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama. Why? What was the reason? He says, I don't want to any fitna take place in my Nana city in Medina Munawwara, because there are so many my favorers also, my favor so many Muslims and the favor of Walid bin Uqba. We don't want any fight take place and people die in Madinatul Munawwara. While Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, don't even cut the trees of Medina Munawwara. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave his life. But he did not order, he did not say to any favors, any sahabas, that you, all of you, fight behalf of me. Why? He don't want that shed blood in Medina Munawwara. Because this is the place of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala went away to Makkah al-Mukarrama. They were living Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah is called three Abadala. Abdullah ibn Zubair, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas. They were living in Makkah Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. He went there. Now the Yazid sent one group to Makkah Mukarrama that go and killed Abdullah ibn Zubair, Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abdullah ibn Abbas. Finish them. They all Makkah people. They will turn to me then. Here in Makkah Mukarrama, Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he prepared so many youngsters with him. Leave it. He says, stay with me. Stay with me. We don't want any shed blood in Makkah Mukarrama. This is the house of Allah. Haram. Haram-e-Kaaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do not even kill any animal in Haram. Don't even cut the trees. But still, he sent, Yazid sent a big army, big group towards the Makkah Mukarrama. Fighting took place between Abdullah ibn Zubair and his armies. And other side, and they lost and they went away. Other side, Shia Ani Ali, they were living in Basra and in Kufa. They said, it's very good, golden chance that we become against the Yazid. He's not right person. And we call who, Hazrat? Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And they send the letters. One letter, two letter, three, not 50, not 100, not 200, 12,000 letters to Makkah Mukarrama, to Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Yes, sorry, khutut, all the letters came to. I was written some of the letters. If you don't come to spread the Amar bil Ma'roof, Nahi anil Munkar, we want you that we're going to make bayat on your hand, not the hand on the hand of Yazid. If you're not going to come in Basra, in Kufa, on the day of Qiyamah, we're going to hold your neck and we're going to say Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we send a message to Hussein and he did not come for the spreading the deen of Amar bil Ma'roof, spreading the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hussein was so much worried what to do. Must go or not? He was confused because other side, Abdullah ibn Abbas said, no, you're not going. What they did to your father, Hazrat Ali, in Kufa. Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim, he made shaheed to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala by the door of Jami Masjid. Abdul Rahman, look at the name, his Muslim name, and look his what he did to your father. What happened to your brother, Hazrat Hassan? He was in Sasda. They pulled the musalla in Sasda and they hurt him so much and they have given the poison to Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. They're not going to be your friend. Don't go there. Abdullah ibn Umar said, don't go. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, Abdullah ibn Zubair said, don't go. Hazrat Hussein says, what I could do now? So much letters coming. So much, the messages are coming every day. I have to go. Otherwise, what I'm going to give answer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? There was fitna was taking place against the deen of your Nana. Why you did not go there? What I'm going to give answer to Hazrat, to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and my father, my grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But never mind. I'm not going to go now. I'm sending who? My cousin. My cousin, first cousin, Muslim bin Aqil. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the first cousin. Aqil ibn Abi Talib, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, son Hazrat Hussein, and Aqil, son Muslim. Both was first cousin. Both are the son of Aqil and Ali ibn Talib. Muslim. Hazrat Hussein said to the Muslim, what you do? You go to Kufa and find out what is the situation of Kufa and Basra. If they want me, I will come. If they don't want, I'm not going to come. Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil, shortcut I'm going, Muslim bin Aqil, traveling with who? With his two sons, Muhammad and Ibrahim. They were young, sir. Very, very young. 9 years, 8 years, 11 years, two children. Muhammad and Ibrahim. They also, he took, that's two sons. He thought that I'm going to go there because they are calling us. So I'm going to stay there. Hazrat Hussein will come with his family. My family will come. And we're going to stay in Kufa like Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Hassan were living in Kufa. Allahu Akbar. What happened? Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil, he went and people of Kufa were welcoming out of the Kufa. Is Kufa come first? Then Karbala, 10 miles far from Kufa. And further, Syria come, Sham. Other side, Basra. Before that is Qadsiyah. Muslim bin Aqil went to the Kufa and they welcome him so much. In first day, Fajr Namaz, when he performed Fajr Namaz, he reached to night after Isha and he read in Namaz, he went to the house of Nu'man bin Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a governor at that time in Kufa. And he appointed from Yazid, from Hazrat Muawiyah. Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil went to his house. Fajr time, how many thousand people became bayat and they gave hand on the hand of Muslim bin Aqil because he was taking bayat behalf of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. 40,000 people. In Fajr Namaz was 40,000 people. They all become bayat. They all submitted themselves and they says, we'll listen to you. You're going to be our governor. You're going to be our ruler in the place of Kufa. And we will listen to you, not Yazid. Muslim bin Aqil and his two sons. Allahu Akbar. The other side, Yazid, he was living in Damascus. He sent a message. The people came inside the Kufa. Those who were the killer of Hazrat Ali, they came and they said, Nu'man bin Bashir, can you see what's going on? Everybody
want to make a ruler of Kufa, Muslim bin Akil, and you the governor of, you the main person in Kufa. They started talking like this. Noman bin Bashir says, I can't do anything openly because Muslim bin Akil, he made bet with everybody quietly, so I will tell him quietly, but I can't do anything in front of everybody because he is the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can't do anything. And the messages went to Yazid. Now Yazid is confused now what to do, because Noman bin Bashir is not taking any kind of action. Again Muslim bin Akil and everybody turning towards the Hussein, and I'm going to be a main ruler in Basra, in Kufa, in Damish. I want to be in Makkah and Medina. What is going on? Everybody turn left me and they're turning left Noman ibn Bashir and they're turning to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The whole hukumat will go away in the hand of Muslim bin Akil. Log hukumat ke liye kya aur kya karte hain? Because of the hukumat, whatever they did to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi, the janaza came out from the jail. Just for dunya. Because of dunya, they killed Muslim bin Akil. Muslim bin Akil went to Noman bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala. What happened? Zohar time. Now other side, the Yazid making mashwira to his gulam, who was a gulam of his father, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And he was the eldest. Very, very elderly person. And he got so much experience. He called him, give me some mashwira, what I could do. Because the Muslim bin Akil, everybody turned to him. And they're leaving me. And leaving my, all the rulers in Kufa and Basra. What I can do? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Noman ibn Bashir, other side. And that side, the slave man is telling, who was slave? Iyad ibn Abu Sufyan, who born from the Bandi, from slave woman of Muawiyah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu's father. So he was born from the dada, grandfather of Yazid. That his son name was Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, ibn Abu Sufyan. That slave said to who? Yazid. If you want to see some good person who can kill everyone's, is Ubaidullah. Choose him and take it out, Noman ibn Bashir, and send Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad to the Kufa. He can rule, he can destroy everybody. This is a very good advice you've given me. He chose Ubaidullah, send a message, you have to go now. He was living to Basra. He was living in Basra. And the message is going from Damish to Basra. And Basra is going from Basra to Kufa. When he was departing from Basra to Kufa, at that time the letter came from Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Basra, that you, all of you, become back on my hand. There's so much letters came. Aya nahi hu, bulaya gaya hu. I'm not coming. You're all calling me to come and become back on my hand. Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad caught him and left him in a jail in a small room, tied him. And he called all the people of Basra and he says, bring that person, the Qasid and messenger of Hussein, in front of everybody. He chopped his neck and said, listen, what I did to him, my father and my grandfather, they used to do like this. I'm going to do same thing if you against the Yazid and if you favor the Hussein or Muslim bin Akib. He made a scare everybody in Basra. I am leaving now, going Kufa. If anybody against, I'm leaving my brother behind me. If anybody against Hazrat, anybody against Yazid, I'm going to do same thing what I did to him. And he went to Kufa. He took 500 people. By the place of Qadisiyya, he left the 400, says, stay here, I'm taking 100 people inside the Kufa. When he went inside, it was like a very purda, he hid his face. Everybody thought Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu with 100 sahaba, with his family, they entered in Kufa. And they were welcoming everybody. They thought it's Hazrat Hussein. Were left Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, and they were coming. They already came. They entered in Kufa. What happened? Allahu Akbar. They were welcoming. Straight, he did not say anything. He went to the house of Noman ibn Bashir.
And because he got the message, he knocked the door. Noman Bashir radiallahu ta'ala went away on top of the roof. And he says, Ya Hussein, Ya Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, you go back to Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. He also thought, is Hazrat Hussein and his family, go back to Makkah Mukarrama. Don't stay here because everybody's heart is with you, but sword against you. Everybody's heart with you, but the sword against you. Go back. Ibn Ziyad said, I am not Hussein. I have been chosen from Yazid. My name is Ubaidullah. When Noman heard, he came down. He opened the door. It was a fourth. He opened that. Come inside. Say, bring all the papers, everything. From today you resign. You leave everything. I'm going to rule the Kufa. And he sent all the 100 people who brought inside. And he called all others. He says, all my siyadis, go everywhere. Find Muslim bin Aqil where he's hiding. This was the first day. Now Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala, he got two children also, Muhammad and Ibrahim. He left both of them by the house, uncle's house. Hazrat Qadi Shurayh radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sahabi, was living in Kufa. In his house, he left them, and Muslim went to the house of Aun Hani bin Urwa. Hani bin Urwa went to his house, and he was a very rich person in Kufa. He was a very rich person in Kufa. He was living, staying in his house. What Muslim bin Aqil did, he sent his slave man, gave him 3,000 dinars, says, go and in the house of Hani and tell him, I came from Basra to bait behalf of the Basra people on the hand of Muslim bin Aqil. Open the door. They thought it's real. And they opened the door. He went inside. He saw the Muslim bin Aqil. Hani, everybody was sitting inside. And Hazrat Muslim's favors was sitting inside. And they took 300 dinars and made him bait. Still they thinking he came from Basra to become bait. While he was a CID from who? Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. Ubaidullah, he went to the Ubaidullah and said, this is the situation inside. How many people inside, everything. Now he sent a message to Hani, come here. No more Noman bin Bashir ruling this country. I am the ruler of this Kufa. Come here. You give us that Muslim bin Aqil. He says, I cannot give you the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do whatever you want to do with. Same time, he hit on the forehead of Hani, and what happened? He fell down. The head was wounded and was bleeding from his head. All the family of Hani, they all came away. Approximately other favors and Muslim bin Aqil and his favors, everybody came all together. 12,000 people came away surrounding to Ibn Ziyad. Ibn Ziyad was worried now, what's going to happen? He said to the 40 people who've been caught before Muslim bin Aqil, he told them, you jump on the roof and tell everybody, you go away to your house, go away to your house. We will give you money, dinar, job, everything. You leave Muslim bin Aqil. If you're not going to go, then Ubaidullah is going to kill us. You go away. Everybody turn by turn running away. Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil said, in the morning was 40,000, Zohar time was 18,000, Maghrib time was 500. When I finished my salam, there was nobody behind me. Everybody left me alone. No one. Hazrat Abdullah said, Abdullah ibn Zubair said, don't go there. What they did to your father, they're just calling you. They want the deceiving. They want to kill you. They're not going to help you. Same thing happened. Ubaidullah caught him also. Muslim bin Aqil and Hani and put him in a jail. Inside. Now, everybody trying to release them. But he said to everyone, I'm going to kill everybody whoever come and tell about a Muslim. What they did next day, then the 12,000 people came to fight against Abdullah ibn Ziyad. What he did, same time, he chopped the neck of Muslim bin Aqil and Ani bin Urwa. Both of them. And throw in front of them. If you're not going to go, then we're going to kill you too. Everybody turned by the running away. They left everyone. Everybody left. Allahu Akbar. Now, he was looking to children of Muslim bin Aqil. Other side, Hazrat Muslim wrote a letter to Hazrat Hussein that come away. Everybody favoring us, and they all become back on our hand. Approximately 40 to 50,000. Hazrat Hussein left Makkah Mukarrama. On the way, he got news about Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed. Allahu Akbar. Now Hazrat Hussein says, he called everybody, was 72 to 80 people from his family, all came, and Muslim bin Aqil, the whole family, Hazrat Hassan children, Hazrat Hussein children, Hazrat Hussein sisters, and other family of Rasulullah, many other Sahaba, they came and they said, now, we're not going to go back to Makkah and Medina, we're going to take revenge of Muslim bin Aqil, we're not going to go back, we have to go to Kufa. Now the two children, Muhammad and Ibrahim, they were living in the house of Shurayh. Now everybody looking for them. Because he said, we give you that much money. So everybody were looking for it. Muhammad and Ibrahim were staying in the house of Qadi Shurayh. Radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Qadi Shurayh also was afraid. Now what's going to happen? Because he said, whoever give me the two children, I will give him big present. And if don't give me, I'm going to chop his neck too. Now what he could do, he can't give just like that. He said to the children, night time, Muhammad and Ibrahim, my son, please, early morning, my son As'ad bin Shurayh will come and drop you in the kafla, in the travelers, in the group, those who are living from Kufa to Medina, you join them. My son will come and drop you by the kafla, by the place. You go away. Early morning, both of them, they woke up. And now they came, but out of Kufa, they saw the whole kafla went away. They was going away. He said, As'ad said, I can't come with you. If I come, already sun, nearly sunrise, Fajr time. If I come, I will be catched by the police of the Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. You run from here and get the travelers. You join them. They were running behind them. What happened on the way? The thorn in the on the feet of Ibrahim, and he sat down, can't walk. They're both small age, 9 years, 11 years. They don't even know the way how to go to Medina Munawwara. They were alone. Now the eldest son pulling him. Let's go, otherwise they're going to catch us. Let's go, they're going to catch us. Allahu Akbar. How can he walk? He could not walk at all. He sit down, the eldest brother sit down too. Now both of them crying, what we could do. While they were busy there crying, the whole kafla went away. They went away, they can't find nobody now. And it was at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, after sunrise, the jasus and CIDs and police of the Abdullah ibn Ziyad, they came and they caught them, both of them. Come on. And they brought by Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. Both of them tied the string, neck and hand, everything and leg, and put them in a small room, in a dark room. And they both of them were crying, because they never happened like this in Medina Munawwara, in Makkah Mukarrama. They were family of Rasulullah. How they were enjoying in Medina Munawwara. What is that they're asking each other? Why they kept us in a small room in a dark, no light, nothing. Early at night it was dark and they were crying. Both of them were crying. The jailer was security of the jail, of the room. What happened? He came and he felt so sorry for them. He opened the door and he said, I'm opening a string. You run away. I'm giving you this my ring to you. Go to the Qadisiyah. Run away. This is the way you run away. You go to the Qadisiyah. My brother is living there. Tell him that your brother gave me the ring just to recognize that your brother sent us to you. But the children, they never seen the way of the Qadisiyah. Allahu Akbar. They came out from that small room and they were walking. Whole night they're walking in Kufa. They can't find the way of Qadisiyah. Early morning they saw one small place. They hide inside. And they says, we're going to hide here. Night will come. What will happen? Night time, we will walk and we'll find the Qadisiyah. And they were hidden inside. A woman was going from there to get water from the well. And she saw that. Oh, the two children are here. And they're hiding, they're crying. They never ate food from 3 days. No water, no food, nothing. Because they was worried about their father. First day Shurayh said, Qadi Shurayh radiallahu ta'ala, eat food. We're not going to eat without our father. Because our father said, he's going to come stay in uncle's house. We're staying, we're waiting for him. We're not going to eat food without our father. First day passed. Second day, they did not eat food. By force, the Shurayh radiallahu ta'ala had to say to them, your father became shaheed. Now they're crying and they're running. One side the worries of father, other side they're hungry. They can't, they don't even know the way of Medina and Qadisiyah. Then the old lady, she brought them to her house and kept them, gave food, gave water, everything, and they bath, everything nicely. And she says, listen, this is a room. Go inside, you sleep inside. Night time, her husband came. Her husband also was a police from Ubaidullah. He entered inside. Allahu Akbar. Saab ke muh se gaya, lion ke muh mein. Kya ho raha hai? The small son Muhammad, he woke up at night, middle of the night, and he's crying. The eldest brother asking him, why are you crying? What happened to you? He said, I saw in my dream, Prophet Muhammad, my Nana Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ali, my uncle Hazrat Hassan, and my father Muslim ibn Akil, and Nana asking Muslim bin Akil, you left your children behind, why didn't bring them? You didn't bring your children? Muslim bin Akil, our Abba said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're coming behind me. They're coming behind me. And the other side, the husband wife was sleeping. He woke up, he asking, who's crying in the other room? It's like a children's. She says, sleep. Don't bother of them. Just leave it. Said, no. He started hitting his wife. And he went inside, broke the door. And he went inside, started sleeping and hitting both children. And tied. And was taking to Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad, because he was saying, I'm going to take you, because the both children were saying, you sell us to somebody, whatever money you'll get, you take it, but don't take by Ubaidullah, because he killed my father too. Don't take us. He said, no, if I sell you, I won't get nothing. But if I'll take you by Ubaidullah, then I'll get big present from him. He is taking both of them by Ubaidullah. On the way, what he did, he said, the Ubaidullah gave warrant, whoever bring them, head of the both children, I will give them big present. He did. He killed the both children. Who? That man. He killed the both children and is taking both head to Ubaidullah. And Ubaidullah got angry. He said, you should bring it. If Yazid asked me, why you chop their neck? I'm not going to give you anything. Get out from here. Didn't get nothing to. He left our other side and he killed the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala on the other side is coming. It's the place. The place. He's trying to pulling his camel. But the camel don't want to come towards the Kufa. Stood one place. Aba, which place is this? This is a place of Kurb and Bla. Karbala. Karbala, people say, is a dry place. No, it was a very, very green place. Very, very green place. That's why they wrote the letter. They say the fruits are ready now. You just pick the fruit up. That was the place. 500 people. The one Sahabi came. And he came by 500 people against Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala in that place in Karbala. Shortcut, I'm just finishing because time is up. In that place, the Sahabi says, I can't fight against. Then he said, Shamar Jil Zoshan. He brought 500 people and they started. He said, first, the one person said, look at the karama and miracle of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala in the place of Karbala. One person said, when Hazrat Hussain was too cold and he burned a fire, the one person said, Ya Hussain, you burned the fire. You burn the fire of Jahannam before you die. That means you're going to go in Jahannam. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala says, Kazabta ya adaw Allah. Enemy of Allah, you lying. I did not burn this fire. It's like fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, burn him in the fire of Jahannam. He made dua. Suddenly that person was sitting on a camel. The camel started running and they were running. What happened? He fell down, he fell in the fire and he died. He burned himself. Another person, he said, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there are so many armies staying by the river of Furat. We're not going to give you a single one drop of water. Maybe Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala made dua, Ya Allah, they stopped the water from me and they started throwing, they started hitting me with stone. You give them that without water. And the person who told Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was saying while he was dying, water, no water for him. Anyway, the fighting started. The first, so many sahaba, approximately 62 sahaba became shaheed. And then turn came Ali Akbar, who was the eldest son of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Ya Abu, you sit down. I'm going to fight. Started fighting. He killed so many enemies, fighting. And he got spear on his chest. He fell down. And he said his father, he's calling his father, Ya Abu, come here. Take the spear out. If you take it out, I can fight again. Give me some water. There were no water. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala says, suck my dry tongue and go and fight. He sucked father's tongue, dry tongue, and he went back to fight. Ali as Akbar, he became shaheed. And many Sahaba, Hazrat Hur became shaheed. Hazrat Hur was opposite side. And he said, no, I heard about you so much. And you're the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm turning from them. I'm coming to you. And Allah will forgive me. He says, you start fighting. Allah will forgive you. Allah will give you Jannah. Will save you from Jannah. Hazrat Ali Asgar. So many people said, oh, Ali Asgar won the water. Hazrat Nabi Hussain radiallahu ta'ala was carrying him. And he got no water. That's his asking them. Never. Sir kata sakte hai, sir jhuka nahi sakte. This is my son, no water. I will give my son the small baby sacrifice also in the path of Allah. And the spear came, or arrow came, straight to the chest of the baby and went to Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the baby also became shade in the hand of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At night, it was a 10 Muharram, the night, next day was 10 Muharram, the night before. Hazrat Hussain went inside the khema, inside the tent, and he told his all family, women, you want to go back to house, you carry on. I don't want you also been killed in front of me, because I want to go for the sake of Allah. I want to fight with them for the religion of my Nana, and you all go away to Medina Munawwara. They said, we cannot leave you alone. We also will fight with you. The women said, all the bodies inside, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also fighting, time of Zohar. He said to them, you're going to read namaz behind us. You're going to give us chance to read Zohar namaz. Said, no. Okay, you can read namaz. Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala started namaz. In the namaz, either Zohar namaz or Asr namaz, Allahu Akbar, they throw spear and arrow on the back of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He became, fell down. He became shaheed in his namaz. And they started running, sitting on the camel and horses. And the horse and camel are running on the body of children's and bodies. A person came and he chopped the neck of Na'uzubillah Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. While Hazrat Hussain gives so many khutbahs, what I did not commit a zina in my life. I did not kill anyone's. I never missed my namaz. I didn't do anything. Why you want to kill me? You call me. That's why I came here. I didn't do nothing. Either you give me chance to go by Yazid, or you give me chance to go back to Hijaz, to Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarramah, or let me go to the Sarhad, the boundary of that Kufa. Let me go back. They said, no, nothing. We're going to fight here. That was a place Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala when he was alive. Umm Salma, when Hussain was a small, 2 years baby, and was playing in the lap of Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started crying. He says, Umm Salma asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu, what happened to you? Why are you crying? He says, this Hussain, my Ummah from Bani Umayyah, and Ibn Kasir mentioned clearly the name of Yazid. In Badayus Sanaye, the Nabi Sassam mentioned the name of Yazid. And in Bukhari Sharif, Banu Umayyah. And Bukhari Sharif, from the tribe of the Banu Quraysh, from Banu Umayyah. And they are from the Quraysh. And they are the youngsters. They're going to kill my Hussain. And it says, Atani Jibreel. Jibreel Salatu Salam came to me. The hadith is quoted by Imam Mishkat also, Sahib Mishkat. In Tahzib al-Tahzib, also in Mishkat. Page number 572-73. In the hadith is quoted by Imam Mishkat that Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and he brought some best scent of Karbala. And he says, this is scent. And this is a place where Hazrat Hussain going to be shaheed. In the time of Rasulullah Sallam talking, when he was alive, Rasulullah Sallam said to Umm Salma, leave it by you. Ida tahawwalati turba. When the scent turned to blood, fa'lami, you know that Ibni qad kutila, my son became shaheed. Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, when Nabi Sassam passed away, afterward, Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha was alive, Allah given her long life. And that was the time of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. She died afterward. Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she went to sleep afternoon as a kailula. Afternoon sleep. She dreaming Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she woke up and she's crying. And Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha went to her house at that time asking Umm Salma, wife of Rasulullah, her mother, why are you crying? She says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu in my dream, and Nabi sallallahu I saw his face was full of dust, and he says, I came from Karbala, and this is the blood. Another hadith is quoted, that biyadihi, in his hand was a bottle, and inside was blood. Hazrat Umm Salma said, I woke up, and I saw, Nabi sallallahu said, that my son been killed. I opened, I saw that sand turned to the blood. That was a dream of Umm Salma. Many Sahaba dreamt that the same day. Now they chopped the neck of Hussain radiallahu anhu. Shortcut, I'm finishing. Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad did not come to fight. He ordered, he sent Shamar Zildoshan, you go and bring the neck by me. They chop the neck, put the neck, head of Hussain on the sword, and they're taking, and they tied all the women of the Khandan, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're walking while the head is down. Zainab, Fatima, Umm Kulthum, many daughters of Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussain, daughters of Muslim bin Akil, Allahu Akbar, they tied like the jailer. What happened? They're walking from Karbala to the Kufa by Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. They went there, mentioned by Ibn al-Asir rahimahumullah in his history kitab. That person who was carrying the head of Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to his house first to show that neck, the head of Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, his wife, I brought a beautiful, beautiful gold for you. Said, why? Because I know that if I'll take this one on the sword by Ubaidullah and by Yazid, I will get so much wealth from him. The wife started crying, and he was tired. He slept over because of fighting, or tired. Wife did not sleep whole night. He's sitting by the head of Hussain radiallahu anhu, is crying and crying. She said herself, Ibn Asir rahmatullahi mentioned in his history kitab, Allahu Akbar, I'm seeing the light is turning around the face of Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. It was an angel or was a light? I don't know. Whole night I'm seeing the light. Morning he woke up, he's taking against the head by Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad was sitting on the chair on his throne, and he's poking stick on the face, on the teeth of Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Kere dekha na, aapne badla dekh liya. What happened that you were showing your pride? What happened to you today? He's talking to his head of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A sahabi was standing there and he says, don't do that. I saw with my eyes that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was kissing. This is the lip of Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and you're poking with a stick. The same time, the Ubaidullah said, if you know all the sahabi, I could kill you too. Get out from here. The sahabi went away. Ubaidullah said to everybody, now we're going to take this to who? Yazid, Damishq. The whole Julus and Jalsa is coming out today. The whole Jalsa and Julus, they said, we did a wonderful job today. Taking, carrying, on the way, coming a place of church. When Rahib Pope came out, he asked, what is going on? What is this? Said, whose head is this? He said, Hazrat Hussain, the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his head. He said, listen, I'm the Pope, I'm the Christian, but all Christian people respect me. You the Muslim, you read the Kalma, you don't even respect the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What can you? But I will give you 10,000 dinar if you give me one night this head to keep in my house, in my church, in my house. Just to live it one night. And family, those women was tied with the string. Keep them also in my house. You can stay outside. But they were greedy of money. Okay, give us 10,000. Keep this head one night. Tomorrow we will travel. We're going to rest here. That rahib, that pope that took a head inside, he washed with the water, the face which was full of blood, the face. of Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And he gave the nice place to the women of Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And he sat down for whole night and he said same thing. Suddenly a light coming out from the mouth, from the eyes, from the ears of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I got shocked. He says, early morning, he touched my heart, went to my heart the light. I said, I want to be Muslim also. He became Muslim. And he said, I want to travel with you. He also went with it. What you going to do with him? With the head? You don't respect this head. They were entering in Damascus. They were so tired. Now the women tired. Small children. They tired. Allahu Akbar. They went there. Before they enter, the one small house. Old house. All the lady was staying in that house. The whole family of Rasulullah SAW sat down there. And those who were taking them, they also resting there. Tomorrow we'll go inside. It was a Maghrib time, the night time. The old lady watching from outside, because no one knows in Baghdad, in Basra, everybody thought there is a Roman, some Baghis, an enemy came to take over the Yazid's government. That's why they thought, but no one given the answer, there is a family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nobody could say, because most of them was ignorant of that, of the story. That's why they sat down. The Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha also was sitting by the door. The all small children, everybody, and Zainul Abideen and the head of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, everything was there. The old lady opened the door and she is asking, do you want some water? He said, yes, give me some water. Give some water, give some food, whatever she had, she gave it. Now Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha asking, can I make some dua for you? What you want? Says Zainab, the old lady said, Zainab, make one dua. Because the day I left Medina, the old lady said, the day I left Medina Munawwara, I was working in the house of Ali and Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, in their house. And it was a very old time. That time I saw two small children, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein and Zainab. I saw them. Just make dua for me that I can go back to Medina Munawwara. I want to know. I want to meet them, because they grew up in my hand when they were small. And I left Medina Munawwara. Now I'm living in Medina for so many years in Basra, in Damascus, for so many years now. I don't know what happened to them, but I heard that Hazrat Ali passed away. Hazrat Fatima passed away. Hazrat Hassan also passed away. I got news that. But I want to see Zainab and I want to see Hussein. Can you make dua for me that I can go Medina Munawwara and I can see Hazrat Zainab and Hussain? The Hazrat Zainab said, your dua accepted. I am the Zainab and this is the head of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu. And she started crying. He said, no, I don't know you, but when I was living Medina, I said to Fatima, give me some advice what I can do when I go back to Damascus. She said to me, listen, remember Allah. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Uzkurullah fi awladi. Remember Allah about my children. Don't do anything. Anything you do before that, you turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Said Fatima said to me, a time will come, any trouble come to you, jailer come and pass through your house, give them some food. Fatima did not say that my son Hussein will come to your house, his head will come to your house, and Zainab will come to your house, come to my house. She did not say, but today I realize, and she's crying so much. That's why I gave you food, but I don't recognize you. Now you told me you're the Zainab and Fatim, Hazrat Hussain said. In the morning, early morning, that they're taking them again in the place of Yazid now in Damascus. As Yazid was sitting, some of the scholars says that he was drunker also. Different opinions mentioned. We just say He's going to go Jannat or Jannam, we don't know that. Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi says, I was sleeping at night, 12 o'clock, somebody phoned me, he's asking me, the Maulvi Sahab, that Yazid is Jannami or Jannati. I said to him, bhai, you asking about Yazid, I'm worried about myself, that I'm going to go Jannat or Jannam, you asking about Yazid. Yazid will give his answer, I will give my answer. You ask me about me. Allahu Akbar. We don't know that. Allah knows best. Yazid, he called, said, live here ahead. A small baby is the grandson of Hazrat Hussein, granddaughter, Hazrat Hussein, was also there, 7 years old. Yazid said, you talk to me. She covered her head. You talk to me. She's not replying. She's not replying. Zainul Abidin, why is she not talking? You giving answer behalf of her. You talk to me. Tell her to talk to me. Zainul Abidin said, release her string, then she can talk because the neck is tight, too hard, she can't talk. 7 years. 7 years child was tied the neck to, was pulling like this. They release. Yazid sent one of his men, go and open a little bit. She ran away by Zainul Abidin. Zainul Abidin says, this is the khandan of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even though she is small, no one can touch the gair mahram, can't touch the small children too. That's what she don't want. She came over by me. I'm going to open. And she says, what I'm going to talk to you, the zalim. What I'm going to talk to you, what you did to the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You prepared. You did today. It's happened, it's happened. But you prepare on the day of Qiyamah to give answer to my Nana, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You get ready to give answer. Then Fatima and Hazrat Muslim bin Akil's daughter also were there. A Shami person came, Sham from Syria, he came inside and he said, Yazid, this is the bandi. He doesn't know too, that is the khandan of Rasulullah Sassam. This is the bandi, she is very beautiful, can you give me? Hazrat Fatima was small, 11, 12 years, she ran away to Zainab. Says, Pupi, we're going to become a bandi now. People will take us. Zainab said, don't worry, nobody can touch us. And Yazid cannot touch us also. Yazid got angry. He says, I can make you bandi. I can keep you slave woman. But Zainab said, you, the reading kalma of my Nana, how can you do this? You can't do, you can't touch us. We will give our life, but you can't touch us. They kept head and everything. They left all the bodies in Karbala. And they brought their bodies. They don't care of them. They brought only the head, few head. And Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And the buried. Now, 7 days, 8 days now. Yazid, both now, what's going to happen? Maybe Allah's punishment will come. That's what they send them to Medina Munawwara. And they send to Medina Munawwara Imam Zainul Abidin. And one person, he was crying for so many years. He was crying. A great Sahabi asked him, Zainul Abidin, you crying so much? He says, why I don't cry? Why I don't cry? Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam lost one son and he cried for 40 years. I did not lose one. I lost my whole family. Whole family I lost. I am alone in the family. They wanted to kill him also, but he was so sick. That's why they left him. I left one person. All women. All daughters, grandchildren. Allahu Akbar. After that, Yazid sent a message again to Medina Munawwara. Now what we did, can you see? Medina Munawwara sent the whole group. If you don't turn to me still, we're going to chop all of the Medina people. The whole armies came and they tied the camels, everything by the Rosa Mubarak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, by the sutun pillars of Medina Munawwara in Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they started killing everybody in Medina Munawwara. Umme Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she became shaheed also, the wife of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and many tabi'i, tabi tabi, so many elderly sahaba. One elderly sahabi, he was coming to Masjid Nabawi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was blind, he had a white beard. They asked him, who are you? He said, Sahabi, I'm so and so. Where are you going? He says, I'm going to see the grave of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They pulled his beard. He says, go back to your house. What they did in Medina Munawwara, what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't even cut the trees of Medina Munawwara. They did not cut the trees. They cut who? They slaughtered the family of Rasulullah And the Sahaba and Tabi'in, Tabi' Tabi'in, for three to seven days in Madinah Munawwara. They killed so many people. Then they went to Makkah Mukarrama and they burned the gilab of the Kaaba. And they hid the stones and they hid the so many Sahaba in for 2 months, no namaz, nothing. One Sahabi, Tabi'i says, I hidden by the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 3 days, no azan, no namaz in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 3 days, no azan, everything closed. I was hearing the azan and takbir from the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in Kaaba, in Makkah Mukarramah, for 2 months, no namaz, nothing. They destroyed everything. But Allah killed them. Allah finished them. Allah finished them, whoever they killed. Yazid and Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, they died in the bad condition. No one even gave them water to. And they were screaming. And they don't even bury. They pulled the body and bury. And they threw outside. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith is quoted by Majmu' Zawaid by Imam Ibn al-Haysami, faqad hurima shafa'atuhu. Those who kill my family, my shafa'at is haram upon them. Jannat is haram upon them. Jahannam is wajib upon them. So this is the story, shortcut I mentioned to you, but my lesson to you today, they gave sacrifice, small children, they gave sacrifice for the religion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah said, Hussein can become shaheed, Hazrat Hamza can become shaheed. How Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt in his heart, wa Abbas radiallahu ta'ala had been captured while he was kafir in the battle of Badr, and they were tied his hand, and he was making noise because of tied of his hand and his leg. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up Fajr time, I could not sleep the whole night because my chacha, my uncle Abbas was tied the whole night. I was worried so much while he was kafir. Sahaba says, we can send him, take some fidya from him, ransom from him and send him to Makkah Mukarramah. He said, no, Muhammad can put a stone on his heart, make sabr, but can't. Equality is equality. We can't send him. But he felt so much in his heart. He was worried so much. Even his uncle was kafir. Sayyidul Shahada Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, when he became shaheed, look at, he was crying for so many years. When the Wahshi came after 8 years, he saw the Wahshi and the Wahshi says, you become Muslim, Allah will forgive entire sins, but don't sit in front of me. If you sit in front of me, even ages still I remember my uncle. This is not uncle, this is a grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much felt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his grave? They gave their life. Allah said, I can take Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother's life and soul on the way of between Makkah and Madinah Munawwara. I don't care of it because of my deen. I can take the life of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. I can take the life of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And the Sahaba, they become shaheed. I will give them better place in Jannah. But my deen cannot stop. You have to sacrifice for my deen. You have to read namaz. You have to read Quran. You have to send the reward for them. You have to make dua for them. And you have to prepare for the day of Qiyamah too. Because you have to give answer on the day of Qiyamah. Hussain radiallahu anhu stand up in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr stand up in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar stand up in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba stand up, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, you can judge today. You judge today. We also got family. We got children too. We also got stomach. We can earn too. These people also got children. They are earning too. But they destroy my deen. They destroy my religion. Your religion. They never read namaz. You judge today. What we're going to give answer to tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah? Very, very important for all of us to turn and hear the story. Inshallah, you can fast tomorrow. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Imam Tirmizi rahmatullah alayhi quoted the hadith, Sum wa tase wa ashir, you can fast tomorrow and 9 and 10 or 10 and 11. Sunday and Monday or Monday, Tuesday. Fast 2 days, inshallah, Allah will forgive you past 1 year sins. Allah will forgive past 1 year sins. Also, on this day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu quoted this hadith, Allah accepted the dua of past nations, you make tuba. Allah accepted the tawbah of Adam alayhi salam, of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Give them success everywhere. Oh my ummah, you make tawbah on this night, the night of Ashura, Tomorrow night you make tawbah, Allah will accept your tawbah too. So everybody make tawbah, inshallah. Allah forgive all of us, forgive our children, forgive our family, forgive entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and give behtareen, a better reward to the sahaba and to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Behalf of us, salallahu salam ho upon the sahaba ikram, the 100,000 salam upon the life of the sahaba. Send the reward for them, and also you prepare, we prepare ourselves for our grave also. The how they went away, we going to go one day to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and we have to reply to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is going to ask us what you did in this world. Do you remember me or not? I gave you life, I gave you eyesight, I gave you hearing, I gave you everything. You forgotten me or you remembering me? We have to give answer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in our grave on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice whatever I said to me and to all of us, inshaAllah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa alihi wa barik wa sallim taslima. Ya arhamur rahimin, ya dal jalali wa ikram, ya hayyu ya qayyum. Ya Allah, ye bahut hi mutabarrak mahina hai. Tu ne Quran mein farmaya arbaatun hurum, rajab ka mahina aur zilqada zilhijja aur muharram ka mahina bahut ehtiram wala hai, respect wala hai. Ae Allah, hame is mahine mein, ae Allah, hum toba karte hain, hame maaf farma de. Ae Allah, hum toba karte hain, maaf farma de. Ae Allah, jaise tu ne Hazrat Adam alaihi salatu wassalam ki toba qabul farmayi, ae Allah, hum to ummat e muhammadiya hai, Allah hamari toba qabul farma le. Ae Allah, jaise Hazrat Musa alaihi salatu wassalam ko samandar se najat de di, ilahul alamin jiske shukrane mein unki qaum roza rakhti thi, ae Allah, hum bhi roza rakhenge. Ilahul alamin hum sab ko bhi duniya ki pareshaniyon se najat dekar aakhirat ke liye hidayat ata farma de, hidayat ata farma de. Ae Allah, jaise tune kamyabi ata farmayi aur nare namrud ko bilkul thandi kar diya, Ibrahim alaihi salatu wassalam ke liye 10 muharram ko, ae Allah, hum sab ke liye, ae Allah, duniya ki aag, shaitan ki aag, nafs ki aag ko thandi kar de aur hamare liye jannat ke faisle farma de, hidayat ke faisle farma de. Ae ilahul alamin, 10 muharram ko Isa alaihi salam ko tune aasman par utha liya aur bacha liya. Ae Allah, aaj ke mubarak din mein aur muharram ke 10 din mein, Allah, hum bhi tere samne toba karte hain, hum sab ko bhi ae Allah pasti se utha kar, ae Allah, izzat ata farma de, zillat se utha kar izzat ata farma de, gumrahi se utha kar ae Allah hidayat ke raste par la de, ae Allah, andheri se utha kar nuraniyat par phaila de aur pahuncha de. Ae Allah, hamari auladon ko nek bana de, hamari ala aulad ko nek bana de, is pure majme ko qabool farma le. There are so many youngsters are sitting here, they came to listen the stories of Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah, give all of us tawfiq, Allah, give all of us tawfiq to practice the way of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, give our youngsters tawfiq to perform namaz time to time daily, Allah. Give our youngsters and give all of us tawfiq to read Quran Kareem every day, Allah. Give all of us tawfiq how they spread the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from one place to another place. Allah, give us tawfiq, give our youngsters tawfiq to spread the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our locality, in other areas also, Allah. To give us tawfiq to go in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to spread the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, accept all youngsters, ya Allah. Allah, make all of us the wali, Allah. Allah, make all of pious, ya Allah. Allah, make all of us your beloved, ya Allah. Make all of us your beloved, ya Allah. Allah, accept all of us, ya Allah. Allah, so many people are sitting here, they've got a white beard, ya Allah. Allah, we heard from our kabirin, from sahaba-e-kiram, when their beard become white, Allah had a shame on them also, Allah. Sharam on them, haya on them, you forgive them, Allah. Through them and through the tears of those who crying in this dua, Allah, and the wasila of that tears, Allah, forgive all of us, ya Rahmur Rahimin. Ya Allah, accept all of us in this dunya. Allah, keep us on iman, ya Allah. When you give all of us death, ya Allah, give us death with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul alameen, those who are the sick and those who are in hospital, Allah, give everybody cure, ya Allah. Allah, bimaron ko shifa ata farma. Those who pass away, Allah, Allah, fill the grave with the rahmah and mercy, ya Allah. Allah, hum sab ke walidain ki maqfirat مغفر فرما دے اللہ, ہم سب کے والدین کی مغفر فرما دے اللہ, پوری امت پر رحم فرما دے اللہ, اے اللہ آخرت کی ساری منزل کو آسان فرما دینا اللہ, آخرت کی ساری منزل کو آسان فرما دینا اللہ, قیامت میں ذلیل نہ کرنا اللہ, do not disgrace us on the day of قیامت یا اللہ, forgive all of us یا اللہ, and tell us go in general without reckoning یا اللہ, اے اللہ جو مانگا عطا فرما دے اللہ, جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما دے اللہ, اے اللہ لاکھوں درود و سلام ہو, اے اللہ سمندر کے قطروں سے زیادہ, ذرات سے زیادہ, اے اللہ دنیا کے درختوں کے پتوں سے زیادہ, آسمان کے ستاروں سے زیادہ, فرشتوں سے زیادہ, انسانوں جناتوں سے زیادہ درود و سلام ہو اے اللہ ہمارے آقا جناب محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر, اور لاکھوں سلام و کروڑوں سلام ہو ان کی آل پر, ان کی اولاد پر اور صحابہ کرام پر, اے اللہ ہم سب کو ان کے طریقے پر چلنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.